Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here and have been since the beginning. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Patterson's here. He's with the Kiplinger Letters, Kiplinger Editors, as I've said over the years, many years in the past. Jim, thanks again. Remind the folks about Kiplinger.
Sure. We're a publishing company in D.C., and we write for an audience of business owners, especially small business owners, also investors. We do everything from personal finance advice to what we call business forecasting to help businesses plan for what lies ahead.
Yeah, and they've been doing it for almost 100 years, folks, so they're one of the best. And they're little snippets, in, as Mr. the founding Kiplinger called them, little snippets of information are the best. And, of course, they got an outstanding website, too. Hey, Jim, we're talking about the automobile industry, the future of it, some of the challenges that they have, some of the growing pains they're going through. Is there anything out there going on right now that a consumer could take advantage of?
I think there is. I think it's helpful to know what the state of the industry is right now. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, you should know that auto sales are going strong, but they're slowing down a little bit from where they were a few years ago. We hit an all-time record a few years ago, 17.5 million cars and trucks sold in the U.S. And this year, it'll be a good year, but probably a little less than 17 million. So good to know that sales are starting to slow down a little bit. Dealers are probably a little concerned about that. They might, in some cases, be more willing to negotiate to make that next sale. But you have to know a little bit about, you know, when and where to go, and have some tactics in mind when you go to the dealership.
Right, and of course, there's a lot of different things they can do. Right, they can give you a big discount. They can finance it for you with a low interest rate. They can stretch the payments. There's all kinds of things
right,
you can do.
You
need to know about all those things. But another thing to think about is it seems to me that used car values are holding their own. And I'd like to tell people
that's
you've
true.
Got a used car to sell, don't undervalue it, especially trucks. Used trucks are high right now, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have a used truck or a used SUV, that's the vehicle that a lot of dealers are going to want to get their hands on, and that might be where you do better on a transaction on a new vehicle, is you might get a very attractive trade value for your old vehicle. If you're trading in a small car, a sedan, they might not be as eager to get it, depending on, you know, its condition. But if you've got a used truck, a used SUV, those are hot sellers right now, both new and used, so you absolutely don't undervalue that trade.
Jim, in your research, what did you find about electric vehicles? Where does the industry stand on that?
There's still a very small sliver of sales, but they are quietly getting better, I can tell you that, in terms of their performance. When electric cars first started being sold, they couldn't go very far on a battery charge.
Right.
And weren't very practical for that reason. And now there's a lot more electric vehicles that can go a lot farther. You know, the Chevy Bolt can go, I believe, about 240 miles on a battery, which is pretty good by historical standards. And there's
right.
a lot of other electric vehicles in the pipeline that are also, you know, much more practical, much more usable daily driver sort of cars.
So they're basically not for touring. They're for running around town, that kind of thing, and where you're not very far away from a you can easily get to another charge. But where does the industry see that being over the next 10 years? What growth? And I'm not even talking about just, you know, Tesla's committed to electric, but I'm talking about some of the like Ford and GM and Chrysler, the big three there. Are they going to have a higher percentage of electrics?
They definitely will. They're all planning on that. They're all investing a fair amount of money in that. They're not betting the farm on it like Tesla is, of course,
right.
but I think every major automaker is actively working on having more EVs in their fleet, and assuming there'll be a higher mix of their total sales in, you know, 10 years from now, certainly.
The people that I know who drive Teslas love it. Absolutely. Have you driven one?
That's true. I've not. I've read a ton of reviews. It sounds like for the driving enthusiast, there's a lot to like about Teslas. You've got the instant torque of the electric motor. They're fast. They handle well. There have been some questions about build quality and reliability. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you want to just necessarily
But when they run, they can be fun. That's the cool thing.
That's Jim, right. Exactly. Hey, that could be the tagline.
Hey, Jim, you did a good job today. Will you come back?
Yeah, absolutely, especially to talk about cars.
I'll be right there with you. Jim Patterson, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
We'll get him back another day. He's with the Kiplinger Editors, Kiplinger.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.